Welcome to your five for today. What is a saviour? Let me illustrate with a true story that happened many years ago in Scotland. It was the custom at the time of harvest for the women to come and help the landowner in the fields to bind the sheaves after the wheat had been cut. On this particular occasion, a woman by the name of Hannah Lamond was working in the fields and had taken her small baby with her. She had carefully placed the baby in a safe place, away from the workers, and where she could keep her eye on it as she did her work. As everyone was focused on doing their task, no one had noticed that high above, overhead, was a large bird circling. It was a golden eagle. High up, on top of a craggy mountain nearby, the bird had a nest with young eaglets, and the mother bird was hunting and on the lookout for prey. The eagle had spotted Hannah's baby in the grass where she had laid it, and in a moment it had swooped down, snatching the sleeping child from its bed and carried it away to her nest where the young were waiting to be fed. It was too late to do anything to stop it, but the agonized cry went up from the workers, "The eagle has taken away Hannah's baby." The men ran to the foot of the rock where the eagle had its nest, and made a valiant effort to climb the face of the rock to rescue the child. But one after another, they fell back defeated by the difficulty of the climb. There was a sailor working there, and he was accustomed to climbing the ship's rigging. But despite his very best effort, he also gave up and acknowledged himself beaten. All the folk were frantic, and the child's case seemed lost and without hope of a rescue. However, there was one person who had not yet attempted the climb, and that person now stepped forward. It was Hannah Lamond. Impelled by a mother's love and care for her child, she began to ascend the vertical rock face. Little by little, finding a foothold here and a foothold there, she slowly but surely made her way up the steep rock face to where the eagle's nest was. At last she accomplished the seeming impossible and reached the eagle's nest. There in the nest with the chicks was Hannah's baby, unharmed. Hannah lifted her baby and wrapped it close to her body and began the more difficult and perilous descent. Taking the greatest care, she eventually reached the bottom of the rock safely with the child. The whole crowd cheered loudly, for the woman had triumphed over what seemed to be an impossible task. So strong was Hannah's love that she was prepared to risk everything to ensure the survival and safety of her child and to rescue her child from certain and cruel destruction. Dear listener, as wonderful as this story is, there has been another rescuer where supreme love has triumphed and accomplished what none other could ever have done. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left his eternal throne in heaven and came into this world to die on a cross in order to save people like us from the power of sin and judgment, and to offer you and I the free gift of eternal life, a place in heaven one day. As the hymn writer says, "There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let a sinner in." Hallelujah, what a saviour. Thank you very much for listening.